So like some of you perhaps, I'm a Cub Scout den leader for Elijah's Wolf Den this year, and I was actually a den leader last year too. And recently we went on a hike and some trash pickup too, but we went on a hike, and one of the things that, you know, the motto for Cub Scouts is be prepared. Everyone's probably heard that. And so when you go on a hike with Cub Scouts, you make sure you have all the necessary things with you, even though in this case it was only about a mile during the day. But we had our hat for sun protection. We had food and water for nourishment in case we got hungry on that 15-minute hike. We had a flashlight to find the way. And of course, it was during the day, but you never know, we could have made it longer. And then we had a first aid kit to comfort someone if they were injured. And I used the word comfort because this wasn't very elaborate. This was Band-Aids, you know. And the comfort is that you cover up the cut, and then it feels better, you know. So we had that first aid kit with us too. And if you've ever been hiking with a bunch of small scouts, you probably observe that, you know, you also have this huge backpack that carries all this stuff, you know, so they're loaded down with all their camping or with all their hiking gear. And a lot of times that backpack gets lost or the things in it get dumped out. And so it can be kind of challenging sometimes to keep track of everything. And so as I was on the hike, I was thinking a little bit about this, us as Christians, and that, you know, fortunately for us, as we go through our hike here on this earth, as Christians, we don't have to lug all this stuff around. We don't have to have a big backpack. All we need is one thing, and that's the Bible. And so, got a few verses I'd like to read tonight on what the Bible does for us, and kind of in relation to being prepared. It provides us with protection from sin. Psalm 119:11 says, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." The Bible also provides us with nourishment. In John 4:13-14, it says, "Jesus answered and said to her, 'Whoever drinks of the water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water which I shall give him will become to him, in him a fountain of water spring up into everlasting life.'" The Bible also provides us with the light to find our way. 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of the darkness, who was shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." And fourth, it provides us with help and comfort. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." And one other thing, as I'm kind of going through this tonight, I'm thinking about is that the other thing is we had to have a buddy. In Scouts, we had to have a buddy system. I don't want to miss that tonight too, is that as Christians, it's good to have a buddy. Someone that if you have get in trouble, someone's there to help. If you get tempted, you can talk to someone, and that's important as Christians, I think, also. So what can happen to a scout when they're not prepared? Well, depending on the circumstances, you can only imagine they might get hot or get lost, get hurt. Anything could happen. So what about Christians that aren't prepared? In Matthew 25:1-13, Jesus tells us a familiar parable that I'm going to go ahead and read. Matthew 25:1-13, it's most of us would probably recognize it. It says, "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, 'Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'No, lest there should be not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready with went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. So as Christians, just like as scouts, it's important that we be prepared. We never know when Christ is going to be coming. We want to make sure that we have everything we need when we're ready, so that we can be ready. So to start to go on a scout hike, obviously the first thing you have to do is you have to be a scout. You have to have the uniform. You have to know the oath and everything. And to get to heaven, the first thing you have to do is become a Christian. The Bible tells us in Acts 2:38 to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. If anyone here tonight hasn't done this, please come forward now as we stand and sing.